Enforcement and Public Safety Committee meeting to order, April 3rd, 5:54. I just got out of it. 5:54. Thank you, everybody, for coming and being patient as we got our stuff up and running here so we could start our meeting with new technology. I would like to go to the meeting minutes. See, now I'm even looking for where I want to be.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did anybody have any corrections or adjustments to the meeting minutes? If not, can I get somebody to...
Move that we approved.
Move it.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. We're going to go to resolutions. I'm going to take them a little bit out of order. So I'm going to start with resolution number 132. And this is the approving of the execution of a contract amendment. Sorry, I'm trying to blow up my screen and read at the same time. Causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered by the county, New York Communications Company, Inc., Emergency Management.
Steve,
yes,
the
floor
is yours.
That's our common police frequency. Through that compo is the maintenance of the common police frequency.
Okay, hold on. I guess I could pass that down, right? Does anybody have any... Because this is 100% county, so we're paying for all of this. It's just $23,112.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Steve? Can I get somebody to move it?
Make a motion and accept that.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Next resolution is 134, which is amending the 2018 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the district attorney as required by New York State Judiciary Law District Attorney. This is pretty much told that we have to do this. The money is getting moved from contingency. It's $15,802. God bless you, Holly. And... we didn't invite anybody here because we have to pass it, so I don't think anybody had any questions anyway, right? There's not much to
right.
do.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, can I get somebody to move it?
Move.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution 135. Authorizing the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to accept funding from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee for the Stop DWI program, amending the 2018 Ulster County budget, Probation Department, Stop DWI Division. Thank you.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nancy, is there anything you wanted to add about the Stop DWI?
It's just the money we're being given... a portion of a $1.6 million that was divided up amongst the state based on the number of licensed drivers, and it's for us to do prevention work.
And this is all revenue dollars of $27,500. Did anybody have any questions for Nancy? And did I have a first and
yeah,
a second?
You're good.
Oh, good, good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you good, Heidi?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Good. Great, thank you.
Okay. Okay, resolution 136, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program, Department of Probation. And that is Nancy, too. And this is state funds, too.
Yes, and... this particular one is a combination. We've received grants from DCJS and DOH in the past for many, many years. It funds almost half of one of our crime victims counselors, and the half of her position that it funds is the prevention work. She goes out to do presentations and the new BASA program we do through that, the Bystanders Against Sexual Assault. Also through this we fund trauma-informed yoga and a trauma expert to assist with a sexual assault survivors group that we do.
I have a question.
Sure.
Nancy, you will be overseeing this as well?
Yes.
I noticed in here you'll be receiving $4,000?
I get 5% of my salary is covered by this. This grant just reimburses the county for money that they already
put out. Okay, so this is in addition to any salary that you already receive?
No,
okay,
it
supplemented
work.
Through the... Okay.
Work.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
We're always looking to leverage money.
I didn't see you there.
Sorry.
I'm so into my iPad.
We didn't move it,
no.
Right?
The IT department is smiling behind you.
Can I get somebody to move this?
Move.
Thank
Second.
You. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Moving right along. Resolution 137. Authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a multi-year agreement with the New York State Department of Health Enough is Enough Initiative Department of Probation. And Nancy again.
So this is the grant that began in 2016 where we provide prevention education on the two college campuses and also direct support services for anyone who has been the victim of sexual assault. This funds, again, reimburses the county for the salary of a probation officer who is a crime victims counselor, and it operates out of our crime victims assistance program, and she has hours on both campuses and in the office in Kingston.
And I remember last year, I asked some sort of question, and it was something to the point of how many students use the service or something, and it was quite shocking.
Yeah, I don't have that number this year, but
that's okay.
Last year, because it was fairly new, we had been prepared to answer that because we didn't know how much use it would get, and it has been incredible.
Yeah.
You know, some people may remember the very first year we implemented this, the first week of September, there was a sexual assault in the village of New Paltz where the person went to multiple residences and broke in, and several people were sexually assaulted in one day. And they were students. And so she had just begun the job, mm-hmm. and it was the first week, and it was like, thank God we had this program.
Mm-hmm.
But that, while it hasn't happened so dramatically, it has been used repeatedly and really is a great service. The colleges love it. In fact, the vice president of the college just recently contacted me and said, could we do that again? And I said, we were awarded the grant again now.
It's great.
For 3 years.
Yeah, it's really, really, I mean, it's unfortunate the number of people who use it, but it's fortunate that we do have the program
yes.
in place. Thank you. Any other questions? Can I get somebody to move it?
Move.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Vinny, you still good on time?
Sure.
Can I get into Laura's then?
Sure.
Okay. Go back to the last the first resolution last. Resolution number 98, setting a public hearing on the proposed local law number 9 of 2018, a local law to adopt countrywide notifications requirements for the trapping of free roaming stray and or feral cats to be held on Tuesday, May 8th, 2018 at 6:15 p.m. Oh. Okay. So you go ahead.
You want me to just,
you just say it. Yeah.
So there were amendments made to this law in the Public Health Committee last night. The clerk made the amendments to the law, but it wasn't included in the packet that I sent to you on Friday. So we'll have to go back to the OneDrive right now.
All right, well, hold on. What are we doing?
To the cloud, the OneDrive, the cloud thing.
Hit the cloud.
You'll see in your file proposed local law number 9 revised. Yeah. So you'll need to hit the 3 dots, open in another app, open in, or copy to easy annotate.
Yeah, it's not letting me do it. Is it because I already got something, two things up there? See that? Yeah. It should overwrite it. So let's do it.
So it just pops up now, right? But oh no, this was from before. It popped up here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're good.
Okay.
And I'm good.
Go ahead and.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know what I did. Sorry. I'm so smart that I know I can. Yeah, I'm on that already.
They're annoying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's not it.
I don't like the edge.
Yeah,
it's annoying, right?
So
yeah, this thing on the bottom. Okay. I just keep hitting the X, but it keeps popping up.
Select add.
So we give it
that's part of it.
Looks great. Yeah, but I'm with you.
So this is not the version I shared with you. Does everybody have it now?
Well,
so that
we have to open it up.
I like that.
We have to close one of these windows.
Thank you.
Vinny's
should have went first.
It didn't open an easy annotate, but I don't know if you want to do that or not. Do you want to do side by side for this presentation as well, or just open up this?
It's not something you're going to be able to read right now. So oh. I just wanted you to be able though to see where it was, so you can read it later.
Okay,
yep, got it.
So it's an easy annotate.
I'm going to ask Laura to give a 2-minute synopsis of the whole thing, if that's possible.
Yeah. The changes were mainly to clarify it. For instance, the verbiage on the title. We wanted to make sure that was uniformly carried throughout the law. So it was changed to free-roaming feral or stray cats. So that's where a lot of our red line came in. One of the other big sections that was changed was that there was notification for village or town clerks. The notification is to simplify a process that if you shouldn't lose an animal, and the SPCA is on board with this. So you call the SPCA instead of calling 54 rescue and veterinarians, you call your town clerk, and they will have information on whoever was trapping in that area. So that is the same notification that should be going out to the neighborhood prior to any trapping. So they eliminated the whole section of B because it was very redundant and just made it all notification of village, city, and town clerks and neighborhoods. They also refer to the TNR. TNR is trapping, neutering, and returning. That was a very important word. And in kind of the way to understand it a little bit better is if I was going to go to your house, take your cat, take it 50 miles away and release it back into the wild without food, water, or anything else, that is against the ag law. So you can't just release an animal into the wild and not knowing if it's going to survive, just to kind of relocate it. The returning is it has to be within 50 feet of the original capture location. So that was very important to highlight in this. So, and that's pretty much the changes that were in here. TNR is a good program, but we also want to protect cats that may be caught up in a TNR program, and then their original family never gets them back. So, and there's been, you know, different degrees of that.
Could be your cat.
It could be. I mean, I have a feral that, you know, was socialized. She never wants to go outside. But most of them, they just have this instinct they want to get out of the house. So if they happen to be, you know, an animal that goes out and comes back in a couple of hours, in those couple of hours, somebody could be out there trapping. So another, and if they're social, if they can socialize them, if they're adoptable, rescue groups will adopt them out rather than returning them. If, however, their ears already notched, which is something they do when they're under anesthesia and they're being sterilized, they're to be immediately returned without being moved at all, because that means they've already been sterilized and had their rabies vaccine. And it also from the original proposal, but I think that was the original one that went to Health Committee, did not have much in relation to the microchipping. That is a state law now. So anybody who does a TNR operation or removes an animal for any purpose to take it to a shelter, they're mandated by state law to have to scan that, again, to reunite a lost animal with its original owner. So, and those were important things that got incorporated into this.
Does anybody have, I guess a couple things, I'll back up a little bit. I'm seeing it for the first time along with you guys, so we're all seeing it. Together, that's why Legislator Petit kind of gave us a little bit of what it's about. So I get everybody's going to want to read it, but this is about a public hearing. And if, Legislator Petit, you think that now it has the oomph to it, I would ask the committee if they would support it to go to public hearing and take the time to, you know, read it over the next couple days. The only reason I ask about it being in a good state, because obviously if it got changed again, we'd have to have another public hearing, and I don't want to do that.
Actually, we put a lot of work into it, thanks to Legislator Nolan, you know, who didn't run out scared when she saw the red marks last night. So the input, especially, I mean, it was reviewed by Gina Carbonari, who is the executive director for the SPCA.
Okay.
And a lot of that input came from her and her humane officer, Adam Saunders. So it's very comprehensive. And there were how many rescue groups last night?
There were eight people. I don't know if they were all different groups. Yeah.
All different rescue, not necessarily groups. Some of them are volunteers. They were very supportive of it as well.
I feel comfortable making that motion to send this to a public hearing.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Second.
And I would say that, you know, after you read it over the next couple days, I'm sure you're available if there's if there's any questions. All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, that takes care of the resolutions. And the captain's here to go over any questions you all. This mm-hmm. is paper, or this is on here. what are you pointing to?
I gotta do it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't send them.
So hit your home button.
Okay, we're gonna just give one more second.
Okay.
Home button.
A tech moment.
So,
and then you're going.
The theory about this moving forward is that you'll all, now that you know how to do it, have these downloaded onto your iPads before you come, so that we can just go through them on the iPads in whatever format you want, including the sheriff's report, which can't come until after the first of the month. So sometimes you do get it later.
But where is it on this list here?
It's the Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, okay, so.
Oh, the first one? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Go to the cloud first. And I got it. Oh, it's there.
Go ahead and open that.
You sent these pictures?
It's not a PDF, so you can just impress it.
I don't know.
I know. No, the great thing is that the other documents are still there.
Can you help me?
Absolutely.
By pressing the home button. And
why would I know to do that?
You wouldn't.
That's going to be an issue.
In the future, I'm going to need to turn it into maybe a PDF for you. Heidi, are you getting it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody good? Okay. So we're in April, but March we just completed. So there's a little bit of a tiny shortfall there. So.
Oh.
Which the sheriff will always say, we'll be fine. So I'll say, we'll be fine. But it looks like we're doing good with the warden count. So anything to add to that, Captain?
No, they're a little lower than they have been in years past, just because Dutchess County isn't sending us 40 a day anymore.
Right.
We would take them if they would send them. Sure. I know that he was trying to get some federal inmates, but we're just a little too far. The airport we have close by is just not big enough. And they wind up sending them.
I don't really know what I'm looking at. The board in counts and what is that?
Board-ins are, we take inmates from other facilities, and they pay so much per day for us to watch them. And in years past, when Dutchess was building a new jail, for months and months and months, we would get maybe 30, 40 a day.
Okay,
so that number is astronomical when you times it by 30 or 40 a day.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have,
any other questions? Thank you. That being said, anything for old business? I don't believe we had anything, but unless somebody else remembers something. No? New business? Any events around the county? I actually have, through my bank, we're actually doing, it's called Blankets and Bears. And where your branch is, the town that it's in, so my branch is technically in Milton, we are collecting teddy bears and blankets for our first responders, and we will split them up between the fire department and the police department. And when they go out on a call, if there's a small child or something and they're upset, and the teddy bear obviously would be some sort of satisfaction, maybe the blanket would be helpful because they're cold or something. So we're doing it for the month of April in our 8 locations. So I'll report back next month how that worked out.
Can you tell us where the locations are? Or at least maybe in the city of Kingston so I could pass that information along?
Well, it's going to be because it's through my bank. So we're in Montgomery, Walk Hill, Walden, Highland Falls, Milton, Maybrook. I lost track of where I am. 6. Walk Hill, Walden, Milton. Let me do my branches first. And Montgomery. And then we got Highland Falls, Maybrook, Monroe, and Otisville. So those will be the 8 locations.
Okay.
But it's something, you know, if it turns out to be really great, like, why not do it, more
like
places?
Sounds like a lovely idea.
Yeah, so I'll report back to you how it went.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Just put in
your pants. Our next meeting is Tuesday, May 1st. Anybody have anything else before somebody makes a motion to adjourn? Anybody? Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Thank you. Thank you.